Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It is a Saturday. It is historic. You know why? Because we're here. Melissa Sargent.
I'm here.
You're kind of here. I hear you crackling.
I'm playing with DVDs.
You sound like you're crackling Rosie right
now. I'm crackling Rosie.
Hey, it's another historic day in El Paso because we're here on the radio with the El Paso History Radio Show, where we always say that Texas history begins in El Paso. You know why?
Why?
Because it does. And we take that as a slogan and we take that as a mission because, frankly, if people understood El Paso history better, they wouldn't make the same mistakes twice about what they do in this business of history. On the other hand, if they knew their history better, you'd have a better sense of who you are. I think that's one thing that's wrong with our little town here is because we don't know our own history.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a pride in place. And so when you grow up like I did at the age of 17, 18, you say, well, there's nothing happened here. I'm just going to go see what's down the street.
Right.
And it took me 27 years to come back.
And it's up to the parents to bore their children to death with local history.
And we're going to talk about that today in the second hour a little bit. But in the meantime, let's talk about a couple of other things. We've got the trivia questions. We've got iHeartRadio. You got what?
Well, you can catch us if you aren't on AT&T Internet today because it seems to have been down for almost 24 hours.
At your house.
Well, actually, no. It was down in some other areas, too.
Okay.
So, but you can catch us on iHeartRadio.com where you can click on it on the KTSM logo, and you can download that app and put your put our show or KTSM as a whole on your smartphone. Take us with you everywhere you go, tablet, cell phone, or just your computer.
Okay, we got trivia. Now, here's something that we don't usually bring in to give away, but this is a bit unusual. That was a conference in San Elizario a few years back. And it is talk about what that is.
Well,
it's a DVD giveaway.
Yeah, it's a giveaway. It's one of the giveaways today. It's the El Paso 18. Leon Blevins, of course, who was in here a couple of weeks ago. And it's just great information on the genealogy and the history of San Elizario.
And also the El Paso area. Words, Melissa and Bernie. All right, back to the reality at hand here. Giveaway coupons today for some Ruli's food and some...
Yeah, some Pepe's New Mexican restaurant food over at 6761 Donovan.
We got that going on today, and we'll tell you with some trivia questions how you can get that food. Also, second hour, Mayor Ray Caballero, he's got a book. But now, first hour, drum roll, Fred Morales is in the house. Good morning, Fred. How are you, senor?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. I'm ready for an hour of talking about a handful of influential citizens that made what El Paso is today.
Well, give us an idea who we got here. You mentioned Zach White to me. Who else you want to take a look at this morning?
Well, I want to concentrate on people that are buried in Restlawn and Evergreen Cemetery.
Okay.
They are a who's who when it comes to influential citizens of El Paso. And I'd like to also mention a couple from Ciudad Juarez. Primarily over there, we had Mariano Samaniego, Inocente Ochoa, and Ramon Ortiz.
Now, what was their expertise in our history? I mean, Samaniego, I think that was a land-grant family and ended up having a sheriff with that name?
Well, they had their own properties in Paso del Norte or Ciudad Juarez.
Oh, okay.
And they did own a lot of land. And they're buried all in the historic Panteón de San José, located in the southern eastern part of that city.
You spend a lot of time hanging out in cemeteries, don't you?
Yes. Over there in Entepeyac, El Panteón Municipal, Niños Héroes, Niños Eternos, and others.
So what do you want to talk about first? Of them, when you call into the trivia, we'll try to give you one of those. Also, the other trivia prize could be...
$20 gift certificate to Pepe's New Mexican Food in Canyon, where we're going today, I believe, after the show.
We should warn them.
We're coming.
Our guest has agreed to go out there today, so we'll see how that goes. Now, let's talk about our guest today. A young fella in El Paso, a native, a guy named Gaspar Enriquez. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, how's
good
it going?
Is he on?
Sergio, yeah, pop that guy up. Start this, Gaspar Enriquez.
Good morning.
There he is. Whoa. We knew you were in here somewhere.
See, live radio goes like this. You just whatever happens, just deal with it.
I versus
Gaspar, good to see you again, my friend.
It's good to see you.
I know we got you up a little early from your normal Saturday routine.
Yeah, the crack of dawn.
Middle of the night here. It's 10 a.m. and you're just getting up. But we thank you for making the trek from your home in San Luis Rosario, right?
Right. It's like going overseas.
I was going to say, it's East Texas, isn't it?
But you know what? I think we talked him into. We'll see. He said you're likely to go to Pepe's with us. So you're gonna hit the whole county today almost.
Oh, I do that frequently.
Oh, do you? Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about you for a bit because you're our guest today, and the subject, of course, El Paso history is what we normally do here. You've not only seen some history, you painted some history, and you've lived some history. Tell us about something about yourself, because how did you get from where you were born to here? You're born in El Paso?
Oh, yes. I was born in El Segundo Barrio. There used to be a clinic there. It was a maternity clinic. I don't remember the name of it.
Roughly where? Is the Chamizal area?
No, it's where the Hushin area is.
Oh, the Hushin Center?
It used to be there. I'm trying to think real quick.
Well, south is south El Paso.
Yeah, it's on 7.
So you're a local kid like I am, but and the thing is, having seen the history from your perspective, that's what I wanted to talk about today. Because I grew up in Central. I was born in El Paso, and I was born on the mountain. And when I used to say that, when my mother was alive, she said, look at me real funny. What are you talking about? I said, well, Southwest General Hospital. It's up on the mountain, you know, you're born on the mountain, really? So anyway, but you were born in South El Paso. And then tell us how you got to here, because you've been a few places.
Oh, well, you know, since we have lots of time here, I can give you my whole history instead of synopsis of it. But I was born in Segundo Barrio, and then we moved a lot throughout, while I was still young. We moved through, from El Segundo to Pera Street to Dolan Street to Valverde Street to Concepcion Street, and then we wind up back over here on the projects of the Tejas projects on Olive and McGoffin. And that's mostly where I grew up, which is where the New Buy is, or the Chamizal area is. And that's where I grew up. And it was, quite an experience growing up there, because you have drugs, gangs, dysfunctional families, and all that. My family was not very dysfunctional, but I only grew up with a single parent, which was my mother, which she is my hero, because she worked two jobs to take care of us, and so she worked very hard. From there, I attended Jefferson at from junior high all the way to the 12th grade, and then during my senior year, we moved to Isleta, and I graduated from Isleta High School, but I only, after graduation, I just moved to California.
And you finally came back. Thank you for doing so. Some point there.
Well, after California, I moved to Denton, Texas, and I worked at Fort Worth for a period there.
Did your El Paso roots just drag you back here? Did some of the...
Yes, you can say that. You know, when you get homesick, And you get homesick for Mexican food.
Yes.
Real Mexican food.
The real stuff is here.
Yeah, because any place east of Fabens or west of Canotillo, there's... Mexican food.
We could tell bad Mexican food stories all day. Oh. Let's don't.
Let me ask you, now, with your art and such, your schooling, did you go to any schools in California while you were there working? Did you go to the institute? Or?
I used to work at a defense plant. I was a machinist. I didn't start as a machinist. I used to work washing dishes. First, at the beginning, when I got there, I worked at a hardware store, and then I moved to washing dishes in a restaurant, and then I moved to worked in a defense plant as a machinist, not as a machinist, but as a laborer, and then I worked my way up to a machinist. And while I was working there, I started East LA Junior College.
Oh yeah,
and. I commuted back and forth, so it was going to class early in the morning to East LA, and then coming back, and then back to work because I worked the swing shift.
Oh my God, yeah!
And then went to sleep, got up early, and did this whole routine every day.
Where'd you end up being an artist? What part of this became art for you?
Well, you know, while living in L.A., I used to go to museums and galleries. But I've always been an artist, I guess, since I was a little kid. I used to draw a lot. I was pretty much, I was pretty shy and pretty reserved. So I kept quite a lot to myself, so I had the time to do my work while I was doing things.
Well, we've got a rundown of where you... Now, that's kind of like the history of how you got here. We'll ask you some more about that. But let's talk about where you are now. There's a 2014 article in What's Up that Melissa's got her hands on. Look at some of that stuff, because, I mean, that article kind of says it in a nutshell.
We're starting with most recent... And you could go all the way down. Like, for example, you've got the El Paso Museum of Art will open a new exhibition, or did open a new exhibition, on January 26th. What was on this? Was this on a different collection, a specific collection, or something new that you've done? Or
Well, this is a 2014 article that we're talking about, the Dan Lambert article.
Oh.
There were three things that he did that they noted in the article that were happening in 2014 as the ballpark was opening. One of them is the mural at the ballpark.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
To tell the truth, I lose track of time, but that was while I was doing the murals at the ballpark. But I think Dan did an article of where I lived in San Elizario, and he pointed out that some of my artwork was kind of it. Very edgy.
Well, it should be. You're making statements with your art. It's just not pretty pictures. It's pretty ideas.
Well, I can relate to that.
Talk about the young catcher.
Well, I was just going to say that painting, the young catcher. I kind of like the idea that you used a relative.
Oh, that was my nephew. Yeah, he's a great ball player. He loves baseball.
And so, That was in an art show at the Museum of Art, and then it went up on the mural.
Right.
That's what we got here. And it was called Young Catcher. And then you say the painting is going to make Johnny famous. Did it do so? That's 3 years ago.
Well, he lives in Phoenix, so he's pretty much famous in his own world. So I guess he's pretty famous. But he was very proud of that painting.
Well, here's something interesting. The article says he seems to be able to capture the soul also. Is that how you think?
Well, I do try to capture the souls of all my subjects. I try to get their from their eyes. I want them to communicate to the people that view them to try to ask questions as to who are they and what do they do and why are they cholos or why do they do what they do. So I try my best to get their souls. There's an old statement of the natives that didn't want their picture taken because they would steal their souls.
Oh, yeah.
And I try to do that.
Through painting. A little slower process. But is it their facial expressions? Is it their eyes? They're always saying you can tell the person's soul through their eyes. Is it just a combination of all those things?
Well, it's a combination of all of those things because I try to, you know, when I started doing portraits, I tried to do there were my students actually, and what happened was I went all the way around the world, and then I wind up teaching at Bowie High School, which is where I grew up, and so I try to capture the souls of the students that I had because they reminded me of who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Because I grew up in that same neighborhood.
I remember one portrait you did that made a lot of interest to people in El Paso, but also some Hollywood people that came to do a movie. When Paul Rodriguez was here, Cheech Marin came with him.
Uh-huh.
And you did a portrait of him.
Yeah, I got to know him. We became good friends because he collected one of my pieces at the beginning, and then he started collecting more pieces.
We're going to have to break here for a moment and come back and talk about some more things with Gaspar Enriquez. But we also are going to do trivia. And we have an unusual first question for trivia today.
Yes, we do.
Because there's an unusual couple of situations going on here. Let's do this. Let's just go ahead and ask that question. People may have to call
to
find
out. Yes.
And so we're going to do trivia. We give away our DVDs here, Gaspar, Pepe's Food, that kind of stuff. And people call us on the phone, and the first question is going to be a bit unusual because we're having a bit of an unusual week.
That's right, and we're going to be giving away $20. They'll have a choice, $20 in food at Pepe's Fine New Mexican Restaurant in Cañotillo,
or a choice
of a DVD from El Paso Gold, like Ghost Stories 2 and 3, Transportation History, Rosa Guerrero's Tapestry, or her 80th birthday party.
Oh, the birthday party was kind of unusual.
Did you
go to that over to El Paso?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was a hoot, wasn't it?
Everybody was there.
We videotaped her and Rosa Guerrero's entire birthday party.
Yeah.
And that's now a DVD.
Even if you're not from here, you know Rosa Guerrero.
Well,
I know her.
An icon's an icon. We got one sitting here. Not everybody knows as well as Rosa, maybe, but I'll bet you outside of El Paso, you're as well known as she is. So, no matter. But the thing is, today we got that to give away, and Pepe certificates, and...
So if I answer the trivia, can I get those free, too?
Well, I'm going to give you one anyway. I'm going to give you one for show... You get a showing up award today.
From driving from East Texas.
Pepe, and agreeing to keep going on to Cañotillo for lunch. And that's just it. We'll go to Cañotillo for lunch today, Pepe's. But what's that first question? You're going to have to call to even find out.
Who is today's call screener? Shelley had to go do something today, so we have a special call screener. So the hint is the person plays Blanquita for Six Guns and Shady Ladies.
What a hoot that might be.
Yeah, that's a pretty scary
one.
That's a painting that needs to be done, or maybe not.
Don't do that painting. Blanquita has a mustache. Don't go there. But the thing about our call screener today, we're going to have you kind of have to call to ask who it is, but don't tell them.
Yeah, but they may know because they know this show pretty well.
They do. So what's the phone number to call that person?
They can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Here's former pro football linebacker Ben Lieber.
Bipro is the highest quality whey protein isolate you could buy. There's never any fillers, sugars, or additives, and it's naturally sweetened. It's what you need to build and maintain muscle. Right now, go to BiproUSA.com. That's BiproUSA.com. And when you buy 1 2-pound jar of Bipro, you get the second jar half off with the promo code IHEART. Plus, you get free shipping. It's BiproUSA.com. Buy 1 2-pound jar, get the second half off and free shipping with the promo code IHEART. Bipro, lean, clean protein.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in El Paso? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Dan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the El Paso area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. El Paso is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-654-1400. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-654-1400. That's 1-800-654-1400.
It's already February, and iHeartRadio is here to help you keep your workout resolution strong. iHeartRadio has stations and playlists made specifically for your workouts to keep you running, spinning, and pumping iron. Free radio and music on demand, all in one app. Play any song, get unlimited skips, listen offline, and so much more.
This is Gene from Metallica.
This is Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
A new you in 2017, and a new way to experience iHeartRadio. Download the free iHeartRadio app now.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pole.
Okay, we got history on the brain today. Here's something you need to know about. The El Paso Mission Trail Association is holding their annual fundraiser, and it's a special presentation called A Spanish Night by Danza Españolas. That's with director Nina Gomez, and that's on February the 18th. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. That was on February 18th. Their fundraiser for the Mission Trail is going to be at La Cueva Theater. That's 10810 Socorro Road. And it's a silent auction at 4 o'clock. The Danza Española is at 4:30. Call them up for ticket information because it's a fundraiser. Give them all of your money. No, not really. But give them enough money that they'll be happy to let you win with a ticket. 851-9997. That's the El Paso Mission Trail office. 915-851-9997. And that is a fundraiser coming for the Mission Trail Association. What do you have to read over there? Because I know it's going to be wonderful.
Okay, we have the El Paso Museum of History presents History Talk, the 1920s, the Border Patrol and Prohibition. And for those of you that don't know what Prohibition is, that's when you could not drink alcohol legally in the United States.
Made wars very popular.
That's right. They've always been popular for that. Thursday, February 16th at 6 p.m., and Mr. David Hamm from the Border Patrol Museum will be talking about Prohibition in El Paso and the role of the Border Patrol during this time, which was that really brought them to the forefront. If you need more information on this, call 915-212-3163, and that's, again, Thursday, February 16th at 6 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of History.
So the Border Patrol has its own museum. But their guy is going to go down to the History Museum to give this talk.
Yeah.
That's how we understand this.
And maybe you can get him to go up to the Border Museum, because that the Border Patrol Museum's fascinating.
It's worthy. That's a national.
It's right next to the Archaeology Museum, so you hit two museums in one afternoon.
In one parking lot, you can hit two museums.
That's right.
And it's a national museum out there. Okay, what happened here? We did trivia. What was that trivia question?
The trivia is, who is the call screener today?
Goodness, Blanquita?
With a hint, yes, this person plays Blanquita for Six Guns of Shady Ladies, though there are others now that are playing Blanquita's sisters and Blanquita, so.
I don't
it's
really.
It's getting scary.
It's a family affair, obviously.
The 21st century.
I don't want to know about transgender Blanquita. I'm sorry. I just don't want to know about that. Okay, who we have on the phone here? We have line three. We got Juli on the phone. Good morning.
Hello?
Anybody named Juli on the phone? What did I do wrong in here? You never know. Sergio, we got nobody on line three there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there's somebody. Hey, how do you say your name, sir?
It's Juli.
It is Juli.
Well, there you are. You're on the radio with us, Juli. What's going on?
Not much.
You got an answer for that call screener question?
I think it might be Bernie Sargent.
Ah, yes, it is. Bernie Sargent, the man of the week, whose name is in the paper all week.
The thing that he'll always be remembered for, not because of what he did, but just Blanquita.
Because he plays Blanquita at Six Guns. Well, you knew that because you called him and recognized his voice, I'm guessing, right?
No. No, he just told me he was in the news all week, and that's the only one I could think of.
Oh, there you go. That's Bernie. Bernie Sargent's in today. Thank you, Bernie, for being our call screener today. And also, Juli, thank you for guessing that. Now, you got your choice of Pepe's, and that's $20 worth of food out there in Canyatillo. Or
a gold El Paso gold DVD, and we've got a ton of them here. I'd read a few earlier. Tom Lee's El Paso, Gunfights of the Old West, which Bernie and I are in. Women's Club of El Paso, which I am in.
You're in a bunch of, you're in one of those ghost videos,
I'm just
too.
One of those busybodies. Okay, you've got White Sands.
You still have the one that's got the Franklin Mountains with that, what is it?
Oh, Legends?
Legends.
Oh, do we have, is that in there today?
Uh-oh.
We don't always bring that in.
Julie, you should see how many dang videos I've got.
Well, just see if you can find that one for him.
Where's the bag?
I may have to try. No, you got the bag. That's it.
It's the one with the Franklin Mounds and the Padre Mines.
Oh, no, we don't have
We need a second choice on you. I'm sorry I didn't bring that one in. We've also got a mix of cultures here. We got Tapestry with Rosa Guerrero.
We got the Smelter.
Let me try to sell you on the Smelter video, okay? It's the last tour of the El Paso Smelter. We got in there with cameras in 2010. We were there for something like 4 years, off and on. Couple times a day, a couple times a week, the first few months. We recorded the entire interior of the smelter, which they'd never let you get into, with cameras after it was turned off and cold and old. And then we stuck around to 2013 in April when the stacks came down. I had 20 cameras, 20 different camera angles to choose from, and I think I used 12. So if you want to see the stacks come down in style, that's your video. Did I sell you on that?
Okay, I guess I'll take that one.
Thank you. Thank you for playing along. What I'm going to do is I'll get some more Legends of the Mountains in here next week, and we'll make sure we have that to give away. But, Juli, thank you for playing. And we have Anna behind you. So, Juli, hold on. You know who the call screener is. He, Bernie Sargent, will tell you how to pick up your video, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for playing,
Juli. Thanks for listening,
Juli. Please appreciate that. All right, we got Anna. Anna, are you ready to play with us? Because we're a little loose in here today.
I also thought it was Bernie Sargent.
Ah, you got that right. But we have another question for you. Are you ready?
Okay, yes.
Okay. The movie Latin Kings of Comedy with Paul Rodriguez was shot in El Paso in 2001. Gaspar Enriquez painted a portrait of which movie star that was in that film?
We talked about it earlier. There's a hint for you. Gaspar is sitting here. He knows how to paint portraits. It was somebody in the Latin Kings of Comedy movie in 2001 who was actually a portrait that Gaspar painted.
Oh, you know what? I turned you on when my power went on because we had power outage here.
No.
So
all right, in that case, let's give her one more clue.
His partner?
His partner was named Chong.
Cheech.
Hey! You see how hard this is?
We're making it for all those other times where we really torture people.
Yeah, we do sometimes. But on the other hand, you sound like you need a break today because you call us and there you are. So you can do the Pepe's for $20 in Canyatillo.
I certainly can. I would love to go. I've never tried it and I'd love to.
It's excellent.
We used to go when it was Griggs. You know, I will tell you that When I was growing up, my father worked for Robert E. McKee.
Oh.
And he had a lot to do with Our Lady's Youth Center.
Yes.
Because they, and Father Rom used to have, oh, he used to, we lived on Stanton Street by Mesita School, and he'd come up and he'd have dinner with us once a week. And, you know, those were days that you, I'm 70 years old, and I still remember Father Rom coming to our backyard and having barbecue
wow.
with us. Those were the good old days of El Paso and Our Lady's Youth Center. And
did he ride his bike up there?
No, my dad, let me tell you, my dad would go and get him because he'd take him to the bullfights, too.
Oh, my God.
But he would tell him, Father Rom, we need to buy you a suit. And my granddad worked for Finer's Men's Wear downtown. And my dad would take him, and he would buy him a suit. And guess what Father Rom would do with that suit? He'd give it away to somebody who needed to go find a job.
He'd give it away, yeah. And, you know, he came back a couple of years ago and was honored as...
he was. Oh. We were there. My dad was Frank Cordero. He worked for Robert E. McKee for many, many years. He was his chief estimating officer. And, you know, those were days that you don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
And Father Rom, yes, we saw Father Rom there. Thank God my dad got to see him. Before my dad passed away.
Well, let me ask you about a couple of things about Robert E. McKee. Did you know him at all?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I grew up, my dad worked for Robert E. McKee all his life. That was the only job he ever had.
Well, he was a very nice man, from what I understand. He lived on that park there. Now, what was that?
Yes, off of Scenic Drive.
Richmond
yes.
Drive comes out.
Used to go to Christmas parties with him there every year. And guess what he used to give all the kids?
What?
Pictures of George Washington. We each got a dollar bill.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Wonderful. Mr. McKee was the best there ever was, and his wife was just as wonderful.
Well, I'd like to do some radio program about him. I think there's one McKee left. Lewis is still.
Yes.
I tell you what, maybe when we get your number for this prize thing, if you don't mind, I may call you and see if you might come in and talk about Mr. McKee one day.
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, that'd be so much fun. This is Gaspar. This is how we get guests sometimes because they tell us great stories.
I'd love to. Mr. McKee was. You know, my dad used to say that getting up and going to work every day was the best thing he ever did because he says it was the love of his life, and he says, and I worked for the best people in the world, Floyd Hartshorne, Robert E. McKee, Lewis. Lewis was 10 years old when my dad went to work for McKee, and my dad retired in 1983.
And also down on Texas Street,
yes, 1918 Texas Street.
It's turned into a foundation kind of building. I think it's charity building. I think, isn't it?
Well, it became the Y, and then it became a kind of a school. I don't know what it is now. I haven't been down there in a while, but those were the good old days, I'll tell you. And Mr. McKee was wonderful.
Real
There's
gentleman.
Not a negative thing I can think about Robert E. McKee.
And I think his house has now been taken care of. It was in bad shape for a while, disrepair, etc. But somebody's now taking it over right there on Richmond and that side street by the park.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was part of some charitable organization for a while. And then, they didn't take very good care of it. And I think now it's being redone. So thank goodness.
I bet you can't comment much because you didn't know much about Mr. McKee's business up in Los Alamos.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Yes.
My dad, we went to Los Alamos. We didn't live there, but Cass Forrest worked for Mr. McKee, and he went up there, and he did a lot of work for him in Los Alamos. And we have the book, the McKee years.
So, right.
And that says a lot about McKee in there, but yes, Los Alamos.
Well, the reason I said you might not know much is because it was a secret project at the time.
It was a secret project at the time, absolutely.
And just fill this in for people who don't know, Los Alamos was where they developed the atom bomb.
That's right.
Then they trucked it down near Carrizosa to set it off.
Yes.
But Mr. McKee was in charge of the buildings, of everything they needed for the government.
Oh, he was a treasure, McKee was. He was a treasure.
Well, Anna, we should talk more about this. In the meantime,
yes,
we got to turn you over to Bernie right now. You
okay.
know how that works. Bernie's our call screener this morning. And also, I want to also, let me put you on hold, and thank you for calling. Bernie will tell you to pick up your prize, all right?
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thanks so much. And don't hang up. Hold on. And also, we need to thank the control room, everybody in there, because
right.
you know who major everybody is in there besides Bernie Sargent this
That's
morning?
Right.
Sergio Valenzuela. He is the man pushing the electrons out the door, up stop the transmitter. Somehow they get into your house. I don't know how.
He keeps us locked in here for 2 hours because he knows better. He'd have to come in and kill us.
Well, he's the guy that keeps us running. He's the only guy that just is busy as can be all day Saturday making radio happen here on KTSN. All right, and thank you all for listening. We'll be back in a minute, but you got to call us on the phone if you want to talk to us.
Or
Gaspar.
Go to our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, which I just posted the picture that Nacho Garcia Jr. did of Max Grossman and Bernie Sargent. It's one of his wonderful political cartoons. Nacho Garcia Jr. And what he did was he put censored tape across both of their mouths.
Take a look on Facebook,
Nacho's
El Paso
a big fan.
History Radio Show, or call us.
Call us at 915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/skill. That's ZipRecruiter.com/skill.
Valentine's Day is next week, and I have an amazing deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their giant, juicy, gourmet-dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. Listen, these berries are huge and come freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness and covered in toppings like chocolate chips and nuts, all starting at $19.99. But hurry, this offer expires soon. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and use secret code 777. Berries.com, code 777.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Small business owners, here's a thought. Just about half of all consumers are listening to AM/FM radio right before walking into a store. So the last thing they hear on iHeartRadio could be a commercial for your small business right before they reach for their wallets. Call 844-BUY-RADIO and advertise on iHeartRadio.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got history lessons for everybody who wants a history lesson. Here's your first one. Southwest Chapter, Railway Locomotive Historical Society. They're meeting Wednesday, February the 8th. That's still in the future, right? Today's like the...
Mm-hmm.
Or do we pass the 8th already?
I guess. I don't know.
I think we did.
What? Yep. Oh, wait. What's today? No.
Oh, but you know what?
Yes, we did.
Yes, so never mind on that one. Go right down to the El Paso County Historical Commission, and they're having a meeting Monday.
Yes.
11:30.
On the 13th.
But that's going to be at the county building.
Right. They've changed the location. It's no longer at the United Bank of Paso del Norte. It's now under the... in the county building, let's put it that way.
Call
they want to keep
up.
An eye on them.
It's
yes.
11:30. Call them up and if you want to go to that. Now, you've got Harvey Girls on the brain, too.
Right. And you'd have to call the county. I don't know which courtroom it's going to be in, and I wouldn't call our number, which we used to have on there. So
no.
Harvey
Girls.
Harvey Girls. They will be also on the 13th at 2 p.m., the Harvey Girls of El Paso will meet at the El Paso Union Passenger Station Depot, which is at 700 San Francisco, and their program is Keeping the Legacy of Fred Harvey and the Harvey Girls Alive at the Union Passenger Station Depot. Visitors are welcome. Harvey Girls are they're quite available to present programs, and they do an excellent job. And you can call 591-2326, which is Patricia Kidney, and is Queen of the West. And then also you have the El Paso Corral of the Westerners International will meet Friday, February 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Country Inn and Suites at Sunland Park Drive and I-10. Their program is the Great Western Sarah Bowman, presented by Patricia Franklin. The cost of dinner and program is only $20, and visitors are welcome, but you got to make your reservation by Monday. So call them at 759-9538 to make your reservation today.
A programming note. Today at noon, there will be a brand new radio program on KTSM AM 690 called Talk El Paso. It begins today from noon to 12:30, a short time today, and they'll probably do it a little bit more next week, and then we'll see what happens after that. But the whole idea for them is they are talking about anything El Paso while
That's
we talk about history. And as history has become political in this town, we've decided to help KTSM put these subjects where they need to belong.
Well, it kind of fits in with the fact that we do, you know, during the weekday, it is talk radio. So
this,
you know, we haven't had anything local on a long, long time.
Talk El Paso starts today, 12:30, and we'll tell you more about that as this program goes on, noon to 12:30, right after our program. We're going to
stay tuned.
We'll do the president's address, the newscast, and incoming Talk El Paso starts today.
Very so, talented guys, too.
Well, yeah, it's actually, I'll tell you who it is. This is where he is surfacing. His name is Andrew J. Polk. And Andrew will be on the program today at noon 02, I think it is.
Yes.
And his sidekick in crime on that show is Paul De La Peña from iHeartMedia. So that's what's happening today. Stay tuned for that. And that's where the politics need to go, because as history has gotten political in this town, we've decided to move it to another show.
We need to keep history.
Well, the radio station understands that this show needs to stay history. Speaking of history, we have Gaspar Enriquez sitting here. Historical as he is, he's still here.
That's right.
He's not past history.
He hasn't gone to sleep yet.
But we know somebody from his past is on the phone.
Uh-oh.
And her name is Mimi. Mimi, we got you on the radio. Good morning.
Sergio.
Hey, Bernie, go get Sergio. We got to put Mimi on the radio.
Mimi, hang on. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere, Mimi. You're still... Mimi.
We're trying to get to you.
Mimi.
We got you, Mimi. Good morning. And your last name is Leva, I see.
That's right.
Thank you for your patience with live radio. And our guest is Gaspar.
I know. You know, that's why I'm calling, because I'm very proud of him. Every time I see an article in the newspaper, I cut them out, because I had him in my third-year English class at Isleta. And we were kind of quiet. I was very shy. I was a nobody in high school. But along came Annie. And I'm telling you, I have vivid, wonderful memories of Annie, because she befriended me in my senior year. And I have very good memories, and I know he misses her, and I miss her dearly, too. So I just wanted to say hi to him.
Well, fair enough. And Gaspar, this is somebody from your past.
Yes.
Bernie, go get Sergio again. There you go. Go ahead. I think Bernie's got you figured. Punch them all. Punch all the buttons in there. Not yet.
No, not yet. There's Sergio.
We need Sergio. We need Gaspar's mic on over here. Again, live radio being what it is.
Are you there, Mimi?
There you go. Now you're here, Gaspar. I'm sorry. The conversation can continue. Go ahead.
Okay. So you were in my English class, right?
Yes, I was. I remember we had to give a talk on something that we did in our lives. And you did it on customizing cars. I remember that.
Oh, really? Wow.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mimi, were you in school in the day when you couldn't speak Spanish in class?
When I couldn't?
Well, I mean, so, supposedly in those
days. You're not encouraged.
You weren't supposed to.
You were supposed to speak English. And did that happen to you as well?
You know what happened? I'm from Smeltertown.
Oh.
Grew up with just the Hispanic community.
Right.
When we started school, we hardly knew English because we didn't have TV then.
Right.
And we have wonderful teachers. I feel that they were very dedicated because not only that did they have to teach us academics, they even had to teach us English, you know?
Were you at E.B. Jones School?
E.B. Jones, yes.
Do you know who E.B. Jones was?
You know that I never looked into it.
He's some guy, an accountant, I think, from ASARCO.
Oh, I see.
He was an ASARCO employee. I'm not sure about the total history, but he was part of ASARCO's company.
So when did you move to Isleta?
Maybe. Oh, you know, my mom, she really relocated us.
Why?
Because she moved us across town into Tiwa, the little right next to Isleta. And I was 13, you know, at an age where you have your friends where, you know, our parents grew up together.
Yeah.
So she uprooted us, but we didn't have any problems adjusting. We went 1 year to North Loop. The next year we had to move to Marion Manor, and we ended up going to Isleta.
Well,
so it was in 1955.
55.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And you did something similar, Gaspar.
Well, I didn't go to Isleta till my senior year, so I was at Jefferson. And if we spoke Spanish, we would get swatted.
Ah.
And so we got a lot of swats, I tell you.
I remember hearing that about swatting from my ex-husband because he was from Jefferson.
Oh, but, he did? So maybe we knew each other.
Oh, goodness.
Maybe.
Back then. Well, Mamie, thanks for ringing up and having some memories with us. That's interesting to hear.
Yeah, wonderful memories, and I'm very happy for Mr. Enriquez because he's done so well.
Well, if you want to eat lunch with him, today's the day. Go to Pepe's.
Oh, you know that. It's so hard for me to get around anymore that today is a day for me to stay in.
Fair enough. Well, thanks for ringing up.
That would be wonderful.
Thanks for sharing your story.
Enjoy your show very much.
Nice talking to you again.
Thank you for your kind words. Bye-bye. Take care. We'll see
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Time to take a break here one more time. Melissa Sargent, 544-WHAT?
5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Safari Club El Paso presents its 14th annual banquet and fundraiser, Safari Nights. Join SCI at the Almeida Shrine Saturday, February 18th. Tickets are available by phone at 478-8505, by fax at 833-0253, or online at scielpaso.org.
Don't you hate it when you're doing your taxes and your so-called free tax site charges you $70 before you file? $70 doesn't sound very free. Well, now there's Credit Karma Tax. Credit Karma Tax is really, truly, completely free. That means you never get charged for itemized deductions or federal filing. Yup, even state filing is free. You worked hard for your refund, and at Credit Karma Tax, we think you deserve to keep all of it. This year, file your taxes for free and get your full refund at creditkarma.com/tax. Free to start, free to finish. Credit Karma Tax.
Small business owners, here's a thought. Did you know that most mobile data is done over Wi-Fi? That means your mobile advertising strategy needs a rethink. iHeartRadio is the original mobile advertising platform reaching people when they're out spending money. Get mobile and call 844-BUY-RADIO.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot of history going on in El Paso and the surrounding area. We'll tell you in a few minutes about a guy next week coming in on the radio and by phone. We're going to hear about the history of cloud crop. We'll tell you more about that next week. Have you heard lately about the history of cloud crop? That'll be next week.
That'll be interesting.
In the meantime, you need to know about the 20th annual El Paso History Day. This is something done at UTEP. February 25th is the day. The theme is taking a stand in history. And what you need to do to get involved, they need judges. They're looking at internet. They're looking at websites. They're looking at all kinds of videos. And the whole thing about El Paso history, you need to teach the students. Because if your students don't know the history, that's kind of why people are lost in El Paso.
And it's a great way to go. The kids do some great projects. I mean, you learn a lot yourselves for the things that they've learned.
So get a hold of this guy. He's got basically just an email, but he is a professor at UTEP, mcharles@utep.edu. That's M-C-H-A-R-L-E-S at utep.edu. And he, I think, is kind of doing this as a side bet. I don't think this is part of his career up there. But he thinks that it's kind of like a science fair. How we used to do science fairs in the old days, you'd put up something and make water pour and, you know, a wheel turn or whatever, and you get a grade or not. Extracurricular stuff. This is kind of what History Day is here. And they're doing it. They also have a El Paso History Day on Facebook. So get a hold of them and see what you think about that. What do you got?
Well, we've got things coming up really exciting. I want to, first of all, say hello to Barbara Bainey Given, who does the Remember in El Paso Win Facebook page, which everybody needs to get out there to see pictures. Historic pictures of El Paso. And also, you've got time for the Trinity Site Tour, the motor coach. And this is going to be from the the New Mexico Museum of Space History. And tickets are limited. And this is the April 1st tour. And it's the world's first atomic bomb, which was detonated.
It blew up.
It went boom on July 16th of 1945 at Trinity. This is a great opportunity to go out and see the site because they only do it twice a year, and the next one won't be until October. So give them a call at 575-437-2840.
And when you go through Alamogordo, you look toward their big mountain over there. You see a spaceship. Rockets going on the side of the mountain.
That's it.
It's the museum we're talking about, and that's a New Mexico State Museum now. Mm-hmm. So they got people, things going on. They got a guy from a space business, Orwell, who is their director. Very interesting stuff out there, and they listened to us up there. We had a guy who won a prize from Alamogordo a couple weeks ago. So, all right, on the radio now, we got a guy named Jim. We're with Gaspar Enriquez here in the studio. Jim, you're on the radio. What you got?
Yes, sir. Mr. Jackson, Melissa, and Mr. Enriquez. Hello, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I've got a question for you. It's kind of a history/art question, unsolved mystery, but here it goes.
Uh-oh.
You know? Back in the day, when you would come across the Free Bridge, the Cordova Bridge, coming to the U.S., you would see artwork that was on this side, artwork that was by Peter Max, the famous artist. It was a mural that he had done.
It was a mosaic mural.
It was a big mural, and I wanted to ask, whatever became of the mural? Is it in a museum? Is it in someone's home? Whatever became of that that artwork?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Neither do I.
They took it down, and I never could find out.
Bernie says they killed it.
They trashed it?
They trashed it. Oh, my.
Leave it to them. Yeah. No, I remember that because I work in Mexico, so I drive over and I see that mural every day going back on the Free Bridge.
You know, some of us understand history and try to save it. Some of us don't understand history and try to kill it.
Yes.
I think here's another example of it right there.
Yes. Well, what a shame. You know, I would always think, you know, maybe hopefully it's in somebody's in a museum somewhere or being displayed somewhere. But, you know, what a loss to have such a fine piece of artwork was displayed for so many years just to be trashed in a dumpster somewhere. And we need to learn from this as far as, you know, as artwork becomes, maybe they're not using it or it's outdated or whatever. Don't throw it in. At least maybe set it somewhere for future generations to see.
I almost want to take off on the subject of why are we destroying history, but I'm not going to do that. We're going to put that in the show from noon to 12:30 today. But let me ask you one thing. Do you remember the Del Camino Hotel and restaurant?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember the Matador, Gaspar? Do you remember the Matador painting? It was in tile on the side of the wall of the entrance.
In tile, yes.
And it was a big Matador. Well, guess what? They hired a demolition company to come in and destroy all that.
Mm. Oh, no.
Guess what the demolition guy did?
He saved it.
He saved it.
Yeah.
Oh. And it's in Las Cruces now. If you want to buy it, they'll sell it to you. I'm serious, but they saved
it. Smart salvage companies realize that they can, rather than throwing it into the dump and just filling in a hole, they can also make a lot of money. I mean, Salvage Dog, which is a show on HGTV, shows a very good example of that, of what they've done to repurpose items from buildings.
But that was in tile, and they saved every tile, and they laid it out recently on the ground to take a picture. We had them in here.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Shady, and his wife Sylvia, and they have a store up in Las Cruces, and they're also on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want that, now they have a pricey thought in mind to sell it to you. But they did save it, so.
Well, also, what was the wrecking company over here? I keep forgetting their name.
McKinney?
McKinney. They used to have the front of the old Herald newspaper building, which is now gone. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that was some of the beautifulest mosaic Max could correct me on the type of architecture if he saw it, but it is sat there for years because they wanted way too much money for it.
Well, yeah, well, that's the other problem. Once it gets to be expensive, then it's real expensive.
Yeah.
But, Jim, that's a great thought, though. What happened to the history of that art? It's too bad. That one sounds like that one went down the dumper. So.
Well, I hope somebody hung on to it. I hope it's somewhere surviving out there. But it's just a shame that we lost that type of artwork. But thank you for taking my call, Ms. Lindsay. And all y'all have a great day.
Thanks for calling. You take a reason.
Thanks for listening.
The thing about this whole art business and history is that it, like the lady said about the nostalgia with Mr. McKee. I mean, you remember those things, and when you get some of that artwork, it reminds you again of it. And I bet I just stirred up some people's memories about Del Camino. Did you ever ate there?
Oh, yeah. You know, in the back, they used to have the Matador Museum.
Yes.
They had all the uniforms of the Matadores. It's really brilliant work.
The posters.
Posters.
Oh, right. Now, those got saved.
They did? Where are they?
Well, the lady who owned it, I know she saved them, but I'm not sure what happened to them after she passed away. But I know they were saved up until recently.
And how about the clothing?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, those are pretty fantastic.
Well, that kind of history is what we need to understand here, because a lot of people will travel to see this kind of history.
Right.
And that's what we're kind of helping El Paso and the county will understand at some point, that if you save the history, you can show it off, and you already own the history. You don't have to create anything new. You don't have to destroy any place to put the history in. You've already got it.
Later on, I'll tell you about the history that I'm preserving in San Elizario.
Oh, please. I have video of you when that thing was just adobe on the floor, the ceiling was caved in. Mm-hmm. I also have video when you fixed it up. What a beautiful gallery.
Neat place.
Right there on Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
We'll talk about that more with Gaspar Enriquez, because he's here for 2 hours, and we're going to talk all kinds of El Paso history and what to do about it. And if you want to talk about the politics of history, call Bernie some other time. He's a call screener today. Or the noon show today.
That's
it's
right.
Called Talk El Paso, debuting at 12:02. And Andrew J. Polk and Paul De La Pena are going to be on the radio today. See how they do. That's going to be happening later on. And in the meantime, we're going to take a break. Come back after the news here on News Radio 690. Call us after the news or Facebook. Tell them about Facebook.
Big Facebook, El Paso History Radio
you
Show.
You've got 10
Facebook
seconds
page.
To tell us about
I've
Facebook.
We've got Nacho Garcia's cartoon of Bernie and Max. And we got a picture of Enrique and... You got a picture of Andrew Polk.
Oh, you mean Paul. Paul and Andrew.
Yes.
They're on there.
Well, I'm sorry. Oh, there he is.
Gaspar Enriquez is here.
I missed him in the picture.
All right, we're talking. Stop talking now.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.